You have just purchased the largest collection of music and sound files ever assembled. This disc contains over 10,000 music and sound clips in virtually every format for virtually every kind of sound card. The requirements to use this CD-ROM are as follows. IBM or compatible computer, 286 or faster is recommended. CD-ROM drive, Sound Blaster or compatible sound card, 256K of free RAM, 2 megs is recommended. Some knowledge of the MS-DOS operating system. This disc includes many programs to play music and sound files. You will find these programs in the subdirectory called S_util on the CD-ROM. To view a list of sound and music programs, simply log to your CD-ROM drive and type sound enter. This will bring up a listing of sound and music players. To use any of these programs, you must first unzip them. This is done by typing from the DOS prompt pkunzip filename.zip destination path enter. Destination path is the full path name of where you wish your program to be stored on your hard drive or floppy diskette. For additional information, see the documentation with the program pkz204g.exe found in both the S_util and the G_util directories. You may play any of the music or sound files directly from the CD-ROM without copying them to your hard drive or floppy diskette. You have a full library of sound and music stored on your CD-ROM, which will not take up any additional room on your hard drive or floppy diskette. As an added bonus, around 200 high-resolution GIF pictures are also included on this disc. You will find these pictures in the Pictures subdirectory of the CD-ROM. To view any of these pictures, you will first need to install a graphics viewing program. These programs are included in the G_util directory of the CD-ROM. To see a list of these programs, simply type graphics from the root directory of the CD-ROM.